You're listening to SBS News.
An Australian company charging into the US economy. Tritium, an Australian-owned business that makes chargers for electric vehicles, has chosen to build its first ever manufacturing facility in Tennessee. CEO of Tritium, Jane Hunter, made the announcement on Wednesday.
Today, we could not be prouder to announce that we'll be opening a US manufacturing facility in Tennessee, expected to begin production this fall. This facility will have an initial capacity to build more than 10,000 fast charger units per year, with room to expand to 30,000.
The deal will also create about 500 local jobs, but Ms. Hunter says it will also strengthen Australian and US relations.
It's a great story of American-Australian partnership, continuing our two countries' historic alliance in world conflicts, trade, the environment, and technology.
President Joe Biden is also praising the deal and the economic benefits it will bring to the United States.
So the benefits are going to ripple to thousands of miles in every direction. And these jobs will multiply in steel mills, small parts suppliers, construction sites all over the country in the years to come. And it's going to help ensure that America leads the world on electric vehicles.
The news is also being welcomed back home by Dr. Jake Whitehead, head of policy at the Electric Vehicle Council.
Such exciting news for Tritium, which is a Brisbane-based company founded out of effectively a backyard shed 20 years ago. I've known this team for a long time. They've been working super hard, and now they've gone from strength to strength, recently being listed on the NASDAQ, and today taking the stage with the President of the United States.
The US is among several nations moving away from fuel-powered cars and towards electric vehicles in a bid to protect the climate. In 2021, electric car sales more than doubled from the previous year to 6.6 million, representing almost 9% of the market. China accounts for more than half of all electric cars sold, but the US is hoping this new deal will help change that. The White House is setting a target of half the vehicles sold in the United States to be electric or plug-in hybrids by 2030. But in Australia, the industry is lagging behind. Dr. Jake saying we have the resources and it's up to the government to take action.
Back in Australia, we have such a great position. We have many of the minerals that are required to manufacture batteries. We have a legacy of high advanced manufacturing of vehicles. There's no reason why we couldn't have a plan for the next 10, 15 years to bring back advanced manufacturing into our country, be making batteries using Australian minerals, turning those batteries into different products like electric vehicles and creating a whole wealth of new jobs for our economy. But we need leadership. We need national leadership to deliver that, and we don't have that today.
And in a further sign of strong ties, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Australia this week as part of a Quad meeting between the US, Japan, India, and Australia. Cecilia Eiley, SBS News.